This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 7:09 with Lynn, Ayman and Kelvin, and we're going to be moving on to our first story this hour, which is the notion of a Chinese party, which is a label usually associated, I don't even have to say it at this point, with the DAP, or the Democratic Action Party. Now, this is coming after the new Kelantan DAP chairperson, Datuk Zaid Ibrahim, talked about how he plans to deal with the perception that DAP is a Chinese party despite its multiracial composition.
Yeah, so he says that he expects a lot of questions now, but you know, from the people in his hometown in Kelantan, which is Kampung Chap, a lot of questions about, you know, why he joined the DAP. And his plan is to tell people that, you know, if you all join me, then DAP will not be a Chinese party. So I think what this suggests is that, you know, perhaps there is a lack of understanding or awareness of what he believes DAP is, which is a regular political party. I'm quoting him here, a regular political party that is not harmful to the Malays.
Now, Dato' Zaid also suggested another way that DAP can enhance its popularity in the past dominated Kelantan. That's by persuading DAP leaders who are ministers to do more to help opposition states. He pointed out that by channeling more development funds and infrastructure projects to Kelantan, the Malays will see the world and DAP in a different light, quote, and that Pakatan Harapan is a progressive government.
Which is, I think, kind of really rich separate subject that we want to talk about, this idea of having the government do more or do at least as much in opposition states. But to that point about DAP as a Chinese-only or a Chinese political party, it's interesting. That's a perception that they've been battling for an awfully long time. And this in a country where we are actually quite accustomed to having political parties that are, in fact, built on race, that do, in fact, champion the rights or needs of certain races. And yet a party that is ostensibly not anything to do with that always has this label attached to it. And I do wonder how much Datuk Zaid is going to be able to actually convince people who will be hearing this. You know, I imagine very often who are going to have these sorts of this very concept, I think, something that's been communicated an awfully long time.
Yeah, because the concept of a Chinese party, right, especially when it comes to DAP, this label has been used to their opposition's advantage. Like, if you vote for DAP, you are voting for the Chinese to take over the country and stuff like that.
Yeah, fundamentally, that's what it is.
Yeah, basically. Mm. So it does make, as a Malay person, it does make you feel bad or something, that, you know, you are like betraying your own race or something like that. So it's a convenient label. It's a convenient tool that is being used to sway your votes towards a particular party away from DAP or whoever the allies are in the alliance. So I guess in a way, why it's so widely popular and why it's still being used nowadays is just because of the simplicity of it, and, you know, the fact that it's a simple message. You vote for them, you're voting for the Chinese.
Exactly. But it's also about the political landscape here, right? You know, does it now allow for a party that doesn't want to be race-based to thrive? If the landscape and the context and the environment doesn't quite require it, so doesn't make it so, then it's really hard, you know, despite the messaging you may put out. And it's also working with a lot of historical baggage. You know, Tun M himself has in the past painted DAP as a Chinese chauvinist party, which today, upon becoming Pakatan chairman, said that nope, the image I created of DAP wasn't true. And it's also the fact that MCA and DAP are seemingly natural contenders. So if you want to put politicians and political parties into boxes, the DAP then becomes the most obvious challenger to MCA within the old structure of the Barisan National Party.
So if you have thoughts on this about the statement itself, right, that DAP is perceived as a Chinese party, and one way to go about that is to have more people of different races joining DAP, right, in order to address this very thing. If you have thoughts, you can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Joining us on the line now is Rajiv Rishikaran, who is the Adun for Bukit Gasing. Rajiv, as always, good to have you with us.
Hi, it's good to be back.
Okay, so prior to joining DAP yourself, right, what perceptions did you have of it? Did it align with the common thinking that DAP is a quote-unquote Chinese party?
So actually, to be honest, at the time when I was making contemplations about joining political parties was pre-2008. And at that point of time, it was the mainstream media that dominated everything. It was not like it's today where social media is heavily used and probably even more used than mainstream media. So I guess, yes, there was this Chinese party stigma that's out there, and I think our political enemies have done a great job in creating that perception, which I think it's not true. And you'll probably come to that in a couple of minutes. But for me, I was looking for a party that would be progressive, that would have solutions for the country. And I wasn't looking for a party that would just object to the then PM ruling government, but I was looking, and I did spend time with the AB members for quite a bit before deciding to join. And the biggest reason I joined the AB was because this was a party that was looking to make progressive changes to this country, to bring improvements in a lot of areas in how we govern this country.
And like, so what made you to join the party, right, despite them having this reputation? Were there kind of obstacles or anything like that with the people around you?
Not really, no. I wouldn't say there were obstacles. But in fact, I would say that compared to my observations of all the other parties around me, this was a party that was the easiest for a new member to be active, to play a part as a volunteer, and to serve. And that also played a big part in me deciding to join the party.
So racial politicking is often part and parcel of our landscape here. How often do you see this coming up as an issue within the AP itself?
I think not so much within the AP, but it's definitely an everyday discourse in Malaysia. We can't seem to get away from this. And I know myself, I keep trying to make this not the topic of conversation, to direct the focus back to the issues that affect all of us Malaysians. And I know a lot of my colleagues do that. But yes, I think at this juncture, as we enter the year 2020, this is still, as it's been for the last three decades, racial politics is still the mainstream. People still are very concerned with my race, whether my race is losing out to your race. And I think this is probably the single most difficult issue in bringing Malaysians together, and definitely no easy answer in solving this.
So as a member, and knowing what you know, right, understanding that this is the background that a lot of people are going to be coming to the party with, how often do you have to try and clarify the perception that DAP is a Chinese party? And, how do you go about conducting that sort of communication, explaining what DAP is, what it stands for, what it means to you?
I think quite often, actually, especially among people who meet me who are not Chinese, quite a lot of them will be curious to ask me, am I marginalized? Am I discriminated within the AP? And oftentimes, it's the same answer that you repeat again and again, that I don't feel that I'm marginalized because I'm not Chinese. But it is definitely clearly a stigma that our political enemies have created over the last few decades. So yes, I do face this, not as much as a challenge, because it's not in a hostile way that people ask, but definitely there are a lot of curious people. My relatives all ask these questions, friends ask these questions, my constituents, residents, they ask me this as well.
So we have a comment here from Victor on WhatsApp who says, I voted DAP for their right views and championing a more meritocratic society. However, it's hard to change their foundation as a Chinese party due to lack of involvement from the Malay community. The fact that they continue to hold their meetings in Chinese language does not help. Perhaps they can start by engaging and having more functions with the Malay community, membership drives that promote their vision. What do you have to say to this?
I think that's part of that misconception that's out there. So if you look at the DAP National Congress and the DAP State Conventions, these are held in Bahasa Malaysia. And Tun Dr. Mahathir, when he attended DAP's National Congress, that's similar to the National AGM, he was surprised, and he commented as much to the press that he didn't expect it to be conducted fully in Bahasa Malaysia. And this perception that meetings are all in Chinese, I mean, I would be out of place if the meetings are all in Chinese. I don't speak any Mandarin at all. So I can tell you firsthand that that's not the case. There may be some, you know, smaller groups and stuff like that that may have meetings in their languages that they're more comfortable in, but official meetings, these are not in Chinese.
Rajiv, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
You're most welcome.
You just heard that from Rajiv Vishakaran, who is the Adun for Bukit Gasing, talking to us about being a member of DAP and that perception that it is a Chinese party. So if you have thoughts or questions or anything at all, you can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. We're going to be speaking after this with Dr. Oi San, Senior Fellow at the Singapore Institute of International Affairs, to just weigh in on all of this. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
It is 7:20 in the evening, and you are with Lynn, Ayman, and Kelvin on the Evening Edition. And today we're talking about the perception that DAP is a Chinese party. This is coming after a statement that was made by the Kelantan DAP chairperson, Datuk Zaid Ibrahim, who said, you know, he doesn't perceive it that way in the first place, but also this is how he plans to answer the question when he goes back to Kampung Chap in Kelantan, saying, yeah, you know, if you all join me, then DAP will not be a Chinese party. So we're just kind of addressing that a little bit. We heard earlier from Rajiv Vishakaran, the Bukit Gasing Adun, and now we are going to be speaking with Dr. Oi San, Senior Fellow at the Singapore Institute of International Affairs. Isan, it's always good to have you with us. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me on your program again. Thank you.
So let's kind of take a bit of a historical perspective here. How did DAP come to acquire the reputation of being the party or one of, you know, I suppose, two parties in the Malaysian landscape that are exclusively or primarily for Chinese people?
Well, the DAP has always championed the concept, the political ideology of Malaysia for all Malaysians. That would imply more or less some sort of equality among all the different communities in Malaysia. Well, the political and socioeconomic reality is such that there are some communities who welcome that sort of Malaysia for all Malaysians concept more than some other communities. And the community which embrace such a concept the most, it would appear that it's a Chinese community. And therefore, over the years, over the past decades or so, they joined DAP in large numbers. And well, and therefore DAP, of course, that is perceived to be a party which is dominated by mainly Chinese members. Yeah.
And is this a perception that DAP actively tries to combat?
Well, I think DAP did not set out to become a so-called Chinese party. In fact, you see nowadays in this sort of teaching of cut or the Jawi art in the vernacular schools, DAP's position is very nuanced. I don't think they are very much against that. In fact, you see senior leaders of DAP coming out to support that. Well, I think because mainly, I think most of them are either English or Malay educated. There are only a few senior DAP figures who are Chinese educated. And therefore, they are sort of caught in between. There's a demand from the Chinese community that they champion more Chinese-oriented issues. On the other hand, most of the senior leaders in the party, I think they would rather see a Malaysia which is more free of racial colours. Yeah.
Do multiracial parties in Malaysia typically face these issues of being thought of as championing one racial group over the other?
Well, the reality in Malaysian politics and Malaysian socioeconomy is, as I said, there are some groups or some communities who support diversity and equality, and there are some who support dominance and supremacy of one race or religion over others. So if you want to be a multiracial party, the fact is most of those members of communities who support the idea of the multiculturalism, they tend to come from one community or two communities rather than some other communities. I am trading very carefully here. Yeah. That's why you see me using very precise terms here.
In that case, right, and going back to what Datuk Zayed said, which is if you don't want DAP to be a Chinese party, then you should join me. Have DAP actually actively tried to increase the diversity of its membership, and how effective has this strategy been?
I think DAP has been trying actively over the past at least a decade, if not more, to recruit, shall we say, non-Chinese members. But I think that has come with a very mixed result. In fact, I don't think it is very successful. They recruited they have traditionally have a lot of Indian members, Kapil Singh and so on, and his and all his wonderful sons and daughters. In terms of Malays, I think they attracted several prominent Malays, such as Zaid Ibrahim, and some who became their MPs and so on. But they have not really successfully penetrated the Malay heartland, primarily, I think, due to this, as I said, difference in understanding and acceptance of the concept of diversity and equality here. Yeah.
And how successful has DAP been at championing issues and policies that are not thought to favour a specific ethnic community?
Well, in fact, I think not only DAPs, many parties nowadays are trying to champion, for example, livelihood issues, employment, corruption, crimes and so on. But if all different parties are doing that, then you cannot find your niche. You see, you cannot find a political niche. You are not unique. And therefore, why should people support you over some other parties, right? But on the other hand, the Chinese community, at least the Chinese-speaking community nowadays, they are also perceiving DAP has not been very effective in championing their struggles for equality and diversity. So DAP is, as I say, sort of caught in the middle nowadays.
Will placing Zaid Ibrahim in the role of Kelantan's DAP chairperson help the party's popularity in the state?
I frankly don't think so. Zaid Ibrahim is somewhat of a friend of mine, but I think you need somebody, shall we say, with because Kelantan tends to be a very conservative state. Yes, somebody as liberal as Zaid Ibrahim heading up the operations there, I don't think you'll be very successful in terms of winning over the more conservative elements there. Yeah.
And finally, on a broader scale, right, should people answer the call, how might having more Malay politicians in DAP help change this perception that DAP has been working with?
Well, there are already quite a number of Malay leaders in DAP. There's even, I think, a deputy minister from DAP who is a Malay. But I don't think it's so much about DAP. As I said, this acceptance of what defines equality and diversity. As long as there are some communities who adamantly still refuse to accept, shall we say, more progressive notion of equality and diversity, then you will see that in Malaysia, multicultural parties will still have a long way to go. Yeah.
Ihsan, thank you so much for weighing in today.
Yeah, thank you.
You just heard from Dr. Oh Ihsan, Senior Fellow at the Singapore Institute of International Affairs, on DAP's perception, or the perception surrounding DAP, that it is a Chinese party. And we have a message here from Dr. Jack, who says, so about DAP and, Chineseness, I just moved back to KL after spending 2.5 years in Penang. While I don't agree with DAP being a purely Chinese party, I also understand the sentiment. If you live in Penang, then perhaps it's something that can be understood. It comes down to the root of the situation. The spokesperson of the group tends to be someone, has always been of a Chinese origin. That reflects to the party. So perhaps the next president could and would be of another ethnicity, and that might change people's perceptions. But then again, would supporters allow it to happen? Seeing is believing in that regard, which I think is a great point. If you'd like to share your thoughts, you can get in touch. Call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.